In 1955, Bertiold went to Celtic Park for the first time and became a Celt. 10 years later, he signed for the club for a second time and went on to make history. In the story of any football club, there's different reasons a player might be popular. Sometimes it's a celebration of their ability. Other times because of an event in which they were involved. And it might also be due to their character and personality. When it comes to Bertiold and Celtic, all three of these things are true. This is his story. Bertiold, or 1030 as he was nicknamed, was born in Maryhill in 1938. In his football career, he was used as a winger or midfielder. He originally played for Maryhill Harp. However, amidst interest from different clubs, in 1955 he made the move to an even more prominent team with Irish heritage. Ald was scouted by the Hoops and travelled to Celtic Park, the first time he had ever done so. Although Celtic offered him less money than other clubs, his father was convinced that he should become a boy. Despite him signing for Celtic, the first senior team that Bertiold played for was Dumbarton, as he was loaned to the Boghead side. He eventually returned to Celtic and in 1957 made his first team debut. This was in a disappointing 1-0 defeat to Rangers, played midweek at Ibrox in the Glasgow Charity Cup. Even though it was a poor start, this would certainly not define his association with Celtic. Ald gradually became an important part of the squad in the late 1950s. He had a significant role in the boys' run to the 1957 League Cup final, where they would go on to famously beat Rangers 7-1. And this competition gave Bertie his first green and white goal when he scored against East Fife in a comfortable 6-1 victory for Celtic. Although the 7-1 game is a renowned moment in Celtic history, this was an era in which the Hoops often struggled. That 1957 League Cup would be the boys' last major trophy until 1965. In fact, in Ald's first spell at Parkhead, the Glasgow Charity Cup was the only competition that Celtic won when he was playing. Bertie also gained international recognition at this time, playing for Scotland on three occasions in 1959. Despite turning out three times in a matter of months, these were the only caps that he ever won. At least part of the reason for this may be connected to his debut, when the famous Ald temper was shown. On that day, as Scotland faced the Netherlands, Bertie became the first ever Scot to be sent off in an international match. Concerns about Bertie's temperament weren't just restricted to people involved in the country's national team. Many others shared these worries, not least the Celtic chairman Robert Kelly. Ald had regular disciplinary problems, and this would play a role in ending his first spell at Celtic. In 1961, Celtic agreed to sell Bertie to Birmingham City. The story of Bertie Ald and Celtic seemed to be at an end. The move to the Midlands, in fact, though, brought lots of success for Bertie. Interestingly, his debut came versus a team he would come to know very well in future, Inter Milan. This first Birmingham game was in the semi-final of the Fairs Cup against the Italian Giants, and Bertie's team celebrated a two-legged victory. His time in the Midlands is remembered for positive reasons. He was part of the team that reached the 1961 Fairs Cup final, and then went one better when they won the 1963 League Cup. However, despite doing well, Ald struggled to settle in Birmingham. And so, in 1965, Bertie's Celtic story had its sequel. Just before Jock Steen's arrival at Parkhead, although apparently with the big man's blessing, Bertie re-signed for the boys. Like Jock Steen, Bertie's impact on Celtic was immediate. He scored two goals as the boys twice came from behind against Dunfermline to win the 1965 Scottish Cup, a triumph which was the driving force for Celtic's later success. Ald also scored as Celtic won that season's Glasgow Cup final. He was soon a mainstay of the Celtic team, including as part of the 1965-66 league winning side. This title took Celtic into the European Cup and on the road to Lisbon. Ald played and became a Lisbon Lion and legend as the Celts beat Inter Milan 2-1 to bring that famous trophy back to Glasgow. Every man who played for Celtic in that final helped the boys to victory, but in Bertie's case, this wasn't just on the park. As the teams lined up before the game, he led his teammates in a rousing chorus of the Celtic song, bemusing his Italian opponents, but inspiring the boys. Despite Auld's ability on the park, he was often in disciplinary trouble due to being ordered off. There's various examples of this, including two notable ones in 1967. As European Cup winners, Celtic were invited to the Bernabeu to face Real Madrid in the testimonial for club legend Alfredo Di Stefano. The Celts won that game, but Auld was sent off for fighting with one of the Spanish team. There was an even more high-profile sending off incident later that year. Celtic's Intercontinental Cup appearance against Racing Club has gone down in club history for all the wrong reasons. After drawing with Argentinian side Racing Club over two legs, Celtic went to Uruguay for a decider. The boys lost 1-0, but it was a brutal match that saw six men being ordered off. This included Berti, but he simply refused to leave the pitch and was allowed to stay. Auld was a crucial player for Celtic, providing performances and goals that helped achieve success. He scored in both League Cup finals as Celtic twice won in 1969, and also impressed when Celtic beat Leeds United in 1970 en route to the European Cup final. This was in an era when Celtic dominated Scottish football and were also seen as one of the top sides in Europe. Auld was a major part of this. However, by the early 1970s, he was beginning to appear less often. Berti's final Celtic season was 1970-71, and he played as Celtic won another league title. In his last ever match, when Celtic beat Clyde 6-1, he was carried off the pitch by his teammates and given the acclaim of the fans. However, this wasn't the end of Berti's playing career. Having played for Mary Hill Harp and Celtic, he now moved to another team from Irish heritage, Hibernian. Auld spent 2 years at Easter Road. This included playing in the 1972 Scottish Cup final, although unfortunately for him, he was on the end of a 6-1 mauling from Celtic. His time at Hibs had also involved gaining experience as a trainer. Berti had ambitions to go into management, and he did this in 1974. His first managerial role came at Partick Thistle, where he spent 6 years. This included winning the 1976 First Division title. He's very well remembered in his native area of Maryhill, and is a member of the Jags Hall of Fame. In 1978, when Jock Stein left Celtic, there were stories that Berti might replace him, although instead the job went to Billy McNeil. But by 1980, Auld was on the move, this time to the east of Scotland, where he rekindled his links with Hibs. In 1981, he once more lifted the Scottish First Division title, taking Hibs back into the top league. Berti left Edinburgh in 1982 and took charge at Hamilton, before also having short spells back at Partick Thistle and Dumbarton. This latter job, in 1988, marked his final official football role. After his time in the sport came to an end, Berti worked in the pub trade. He owned a pub in Hamilton and also partnered with Joe McBride in running a business near Celtic Park. At times, he was also seen behind the bar in the well-known Celtic pub, Baird's. Although he left Celtic in 1971, Berti remained a very popular and well-known face at the club. In later years, he was often seen on Celtic TV or at Celtic Park for games. In addition, he was a regular guest at supporters club functions and similar events. Berti was known not just for his appearances, but also his personality and jokes. Possibly the most famous of these came in the 1990s, when he was asked who would win a game between the Lisbon Lions and the current Rangers team. Berti said he thought it would be a draw, mainly because the boys were all now in their 60s. Sadly, in the middle of 2021, Auld was diagnosed with dementia. He died in November of that year, survived by Liz, his wife of almost six decades, and his two children. As a testament to his reputation at Celtic Park, thousands of fans came out to honour him at his funeral. Given all his achievements, Auld can legitimately be described as a club legend. He played for Celtic 275 times, scoring 79 goals. In terms of silverware, he collected 6 league titles, 4 Scottish Cups, 5 League Cups, and of course, 1 European Cup as well. In 1955, when Berti first signed for Celtic, his dad told him that if he did well, he would be revered by Celtic and its supporters. Berti once described his father's exact words when he said, "Right, son, do you see that place they called the jungle? That's where you'll find the fans crammed in when you're playing. You can make these guys love you. You perform for them and they'll repay you. This support has got a great knowledge. They'll encourage you and they'll never forget you." Quite simply, Bertie Auld's father was absolutely right. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.